Istana Negara from Wikipedia, a free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Istana Negara, Malay for National Palace, is the official residence of His Majesty the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, King of Malaysia. It stands on a 28-acre or 110,000-meter-square site, located at a commanding position on the slope of a hill of Bukit Petaling overlooking the Klang River along Jalan Syed Putra. Another royal residence of the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is Istana Melawati in Putrajaya, and a replacement palace is to be built on Jalan Duta in Kuala Lumpur. History. The palace was originally a double-story mansion built in 1928 by a local Chinese millionaire, Chan Wing. During the Japanese occupation from 1942 to 1945, it was used as the Japanese officers' mess. After the surrender of the Japanese, the building was bought by the Selangor state government. It was then renovated to become the palace of His Majesty the Sultan of Selangor until 1957. The federal government then bought the palace in 1957 to be converted into the Istana Negara for the newly created sovereign post of Yang di-Pertuan Agong of Malaya, which was about to achieve independence that August as scheduled. Since then, it has undergone several renovations and extensions, but the most extensive upgrading was carried out in 1980, as it was the first time that the installation ceremony of His Majesty Duli Yang Maha Mulia Seri Paduka Baginda Yang di-Pertuan Agong was held at the Istana Negara. Prior to this, the installation ceremonies were held at the Tunku Abdurrahman Hall in Jalan Ampang, Kuala Lumpur, with the first one held in 1957. Palace areas and use. Compound. The building is nestled within a 11.34-hectare compound with a variety of plants and flowers, swimming pool, and indoor badminton hall. As the palace grounds are not open to the members of the public or tourists, the main palace entrance is a favorite picture spot for tourists. The hall area is fenced up, and the royal insignia of His Majesty is placed on each steel bar between two pillars of the fence. At the front of the Istana Negara, there is the main entrance, which resembles an arch. On each side of the arch are two guard posts to shelter two members of the cavalry in their full dress uniform, similar to the ones at Buckingham Palace, London. In the grounds of the palace is a guardhouse for the members of the Royal Malay Regiment, one of the two household division units in the Malaysian Armed Forces. The other one is the Malaysian Royal Armored Corps Mounted Ceremonial Squadron. There is also a six-hole golf course, tennis courts, and a lake in the far end of the grounds. The driveway, lined with cypresses and casuariness, leads to two entrances, an entrance to the west wing and the other to the east wing. East wing. Balaron Seri is the throne room of the young Dipertuan Agong. It is located in the east wing and only used for official and customary functions. This includes ceremonial occasions of taking the royal pledge, installation ceremony of a new elected king, and the appointment of a new prime minister and the federal government, which included investiture ceremonies and the taking of oaths by the government ministers and state governors. This is also where the presentation and acceptance of foreign diplomatic appointments are held. It sometimes serves as a banquet hall. The second hall on the first floor is the Dewan Mengadap, where the king receives honored guests such as head of states and foreign dignitaries. This hall doubles as the resting place of sultans in governance during the conference of rulers. The other rooms are Bilik Duta, Bilik Permaisuri, and Bilik Menteri. Bilik Duta is where the king grants audience to the prime minister and also where honored guests are received. The queen receives her guests at the Bilik Permaisuri, while Bilik Menteri is the restroom for guests. West Wing. The Conference of Rulers is held at the Bilik Mesyuarat Raja-Raja, situated in the West Wing. New Istana Negara. The new 800 million Istana Negara complex will be built near Jalan Duta, Kuala Lumpur, to replace the existing Istana Negara. Construction was to commence mid-2007 and is expected to be completed by year 2009. The old building is to become a museum. However, local peaceful protests against the idea have a chance of disrupting this plan.